Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Ken Zoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 145 for Friday, August 19th, 2016. Yes, I'm checking the calendar because I'm terrible at this stuff. I should write down the, like half the time I do. And it's Dog Days of Podcasting 2016, day 16, I believe. Yeah, it got to be 16. So, there we go. Hope everybody's doing well. I am horrifically far behind at this point. I can't really respond to anybody. I'm going to try and jam on a bunch of podcasts. I actually just started listening to them. I'm normally not good at listening to them while I'm doing other stuff. I have determined that. And this is not the way I would think to do it. I basically listen to podcasts on headphones because I'm listening to it. I am listening to the podcast. But that kind of takes up a large amount of my not a large amount, but a non insignificant amount of my like cognitive processing. Whereas if I stick it out on a speaker, whether it's a external Bluetooth speaker or just the speaker in my phone, which is actually pretty good. It's just, I mean, hearing a noise from outside, like there's a lot of stuff. I watch Twitch streams of Destiny and League of Legends and Overwatch. You know, I'll put those on and work for hours. And I listen to them, but I'm not hearing everything. And I guess that's kind of what I'm getting to with especially with the Dog Days of podcasting. I am very used to listening to podcasts on headsets because I almost always listen to podcasts. I mean, when I'm in the car, I'm probably in the car half the time I listen on headsets. Half the time I listen connected through the aux port and through the streaming. But the majority of my podcasting interaction, probably not time, because I'm in the car for hours at a time, but like if you counted times that I listened to podcasts since 2004, I listen to podcasts when I run, and I run most days. Yeah, depends on the season. You know, it's like 3 to 5 days a week, 3 to 6 days a week. Depends on the season. Summer not so good, especially this year. Especially as I get older, summer gets harder. This is where I am feeling the fact that I'm getting old, is running in the heat. I used to run in the heat and it didn't bother me. I kind of thought it was fun. People are like, "Oh, you're running in the heat." And I'm like, "Yeah, whatever. It's fine." It's funny. It is starting to affect me. Running in the heat is hard. It's friggin' hard. But what I'm learning, if I just stick it on an external speaker, so I'm not listening through it through a headset, I can kind of, and yeah, I probably miss a few things. I don't miss that much. I don't even think it's that much of a difference of what I'm hearing. I think it's that much of a difference in like what I'm thinking about in my head. It's all perception based. But I think if I just stick it on an external speaker, I can just listen to podcasts for hours. So hopefully, in the next few days, I'm going to be able to get caught up, because I am right now. I'm like, there were a couple of long ones in there that I just finished the Bridget West, Michael Butler's, which was an excellent, excellent rock and roll geek show and an excellent interview. Really liked it. I really liked that, that album. I'm going to have to buy that. I'm going to have to buy that album. That is freaking awesome. It was awesome. But, it's put me, you know, a 90-minute one when I am not listening to a huge amount of podcasts when I'm not in the car puts me behind some. So that's where I am right now. I'm working through that. I'm hoping tomorrow. I'm just, like I said, we've got a whole bunch of like house stuff that we're doing. You know, it's the weekend, like David on Lavender Pony Show said, and Tabs has said, lots of people said, the weekends are the pain in the ass times. But on the other hand, if I just worst case, I'll put the Beyond Pod on, start listening to podcasts, and just stick it in my pocket and just turn up the volume, and I'll just bebop around the house doing the things I'm doing and listening to podcasts. So it'll be fun. We'll catch up. We're getting there. It's been an interesting day, though. It's kind of cool. It's super cool, actually, that both Charlotte and I are podcasting, because we are now coordinating experiences. There was a thing, and I'm not going to say, because I'm not sure I didn't hear her. She doesn't in general listen to me while I'm podcasting, right now anyway. And I don't listen to her while she's podcasting. We listen to them separately, but we have to talk about stuff. She's asked me something today before she, because it's after 10 o'clock. She did hers it's 10:30, whereas Charlotte did hers about 8 or something like that. But before that, she said, "Have you said anything about so-and-so on the podcast?" And I was like, "No." Well, actually, even before that, she asked me if you had said anything about this so-and-so. And I said, "Yeah, I already talked about that." And she was like, "Damn it." So then, like an hour later, she said, "How about this?" And I was like, "No." And she's like, "Okay, you can't have that one." I was like, "Ah, fuck." So it's funny. We're having to like juggle daily things. It's funny. Today, I was actually planning on today talking about one of my like set piece, like things that I have to talk about, but today was a weird day. Like a day of your day. And so it's kind of funny. Charlotte has been, and she probably did talk about this, but I'm not spoiling anything. She's been working on, Savannah's room, Savannah, like the crib and all the stuff that's going on with, getting ready for Savannah's baby, my stepdaughter, her daughter. And, this is kind of the weekend. Savannah's going to be out of town for the weekend. So, this is the weekend that Charlotte's like really worried. And Savannah knows what's happening and she's cool. She's on board with it. She's doing a whole bunch of work this weekend, super much. And one of the things that she was needing to do was a, staple gun. And we have a couple of staple guns around. And unfortunately, one of them's older, one of them's newer. The newer one's much nicer, but they are different staples for the staple guns. And, Charlotte had she had the newer staple gun, but the older staples, and things were going awry because guess what? Those staples don't quite fit, even though they almost fit. So she finally came out and was talking to me about it. And I was trying to jam the staples in there. And then I realized these are the wrong staples for this staple gun. I was like, okay, fine. Nope. These are not the right staples. I checked the other gun. I'm like, okay, these staples go with this gun. We'll use the older gun. It'll be fine. And I loaded that gun for her. Oh, God. I mean, she could have loaded that gun fine, but because the only reason she was having problems with the other gun is because the staples turned out were the wrong size. And they were jammed in there. So the other gun was set up, and I stupidly, this is like 2 o'clock this afternoon. I'm like, oh, I'll just grab these staples and rip them out. What was I doing? I don't even know what I was doing. So I just reached in and tried to pull these staples out of the staple gun. And just with my index finger, this is like, so index finger, it's my non-dominant hand, but a lot of times you use your non-dominant, I'm left-handed. So it's my right hand, but you use your non-dominant hand for a lot of stuff, especially the index finger on it. And I was trying to pull them out and not using, you know, anything, you know, a knife or just a little butter knife or something. No, I just shoved them. I don't know what I was doing. I was like, I'm going to get these out of here. And I just cut. I mean, it's not horrible. I'm not needing stitches or anything, but it is a cut right over. And I know this is not the end of the world, but it's a cut right over the top edge of my index finger of one of my hands. And I'm just like, God damn it. A, it hurt a little bit, but B, it's like, you got to put a bandage on that, right? And I've done this before. I have to have a bandage on one of my index fingers for the next week, at least 3 or 4 days. And having a bandage on the tip of your index finger is one of the most annoying things that I can think of. If you're like a touch type, I type a lot for my job. I am a touch typist. I'm not like a, you know, 200 words a minute touch typist, but I am a touch typist. I type pretty fast, and having a freaking bandage on your hand does not help when you're trying to touch type. It's a pain in the butt. So I'm like, oh, great, yeah. So I'm already annoyed about that. And then like an hour later, I turn around, and I have no idea how I did this in the living room, but I turned around, and we have just a short, like, you know, sort of like coffee table sort of thing. And I turned around and kicked the crap out of the this coffee table. I don't know what I was doing. I turned around, like walking away really fast, and just was completely didn't realize I was that close to the table. And so like be like the equivalent of your ring finger, but on your foot. I mean, it's not broken. I don't think it's broken, but it, oh my God, I kicked the crap out of this toe. I like fell down to one knee, screamed out. I was hurting. I was just screamed out, like, you know, ah, it hurt. But, and then immediately was like, I'm okay. Cause Charlotte was like, what? And I was like, no, I'm fine. I mean, I'm not fine. It hurts like a motherfucker, but I'm okay. So within like a space of 2 hours, I've sliced across the top of my index finger. I've not quite broken one of my toes. And, then it's the afternoon and I'm like, oh, it's time for me to go out and run. And so I'm doing my run and I'm about 3/4 mile into it. And I'm like, that toe is not happy. So I ended up, and I normally do about a 3 mile loop, and I can take a mile off of the, I basically have a little bit of a run and then I have a loop. And so I can add as many miles to the loop or to the run as I want to, as I'm around the loop. And instead of doing 3, I did 2. Cause I was like, yeah, nope. Cause this foot is not feeling it. I think it'll be okay tomorrow. I don't think it's like a permanent, it's bruised. It does not look pretty. I'm not going to put a picture of it up on the, on the podcast feed, but it does not look pretty, but I think it's fine. It'll be all right. But yeah, basically, so that's my day. My day's been a clusterfuck of like falling around and like jamming into stuff and hurting myself. but on the other hand, it's Friday. It's Friday. And oh, since we're here, I just had a sip of a fine Sierra Nevada Otra Bay. That is a Goza style. Goza is an old, for people who are into craft beer know this. People who aren't into craft beer have no clue. Right now, you know, like for the past couple of years, IPAs have been huge and double IPAs have been huge. And it's like the hoppier the thing it is amazing. Over the past 6 to 9 months, sours have gotten huge. There are a number of, you could get sour ciders. There are lots of sour styles. Goza is a salty and sometimes sour style. It's a very, very ancient, it's a very, very old German style. A related style is called the Berliner Weisse. And both of those styles, Gozas and Berliner Weisses, Charlotte and I both love. I mean, We actually liked that style of beer before it was super popular. They were still around before that. There were just not nearly as many of them. But recently, you know, every craft beer manufacturer is making either Gozas or Berliner Weisses or wild specialty sours or whatever they want to call it. They're making them all. And this year in Nevada, the first time we had it, we didn't like it. Then we had it on draft one time. And then I don't know if something has changed. This is, again, Sierra Nevada, like I said last night. Sierra Nevada is another brewery who is from the West Coast or the Western United States. And now they do actually, their East Coast brewery is in Asheville. It is actually a pretty big brewery in Asheville directly. And I'm guessing that these are from Asheville, and maybe there was a difference in the ones that we had earlier versus the ones that we had now, but these are not bad gozas at all. It's a pretty good little beer. And the good thing about one of the good things about those is that they are tasty beers. They have an interesting taste, but like with an IPA or a double IPA, you know, you're like getting into these really interesting tastes, but your ABV, your alcohol by volume, is going up from, you know, a fairly frequent IPA percentage is 6. A not crazy double IPA number is 8 or 8.5. You know, a double or imperial IPA, whatever you want to call it. Whereas Berliner Weisses and Gozes are much lower. They are in the 3.5 to 4.5% range. So they're much safer beers to actually, you know, have multiple ones of and not, you know, fall on your face at some point. So, that was my beer for the night. And, I have at least one more of those to go. That was the second Goza the night. So, no, I lied. That was the third Goza of the night. I'm recounting. So that's going to be Ken's Always Autonomous Zone for tonight. I've explained how many times I've gotten hurt today, and we'll go into tomorrow. And like I said, I think I have a topic for tomorrow. I'll use one of my topic ideas that I've been percolating around for the whole pot. I've been setting up basically for the whole dog days and haven't used yet. So I think I'll use that tomorrow. So my website is kenzoid.com, and my email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. That's kkennedy@kenzoid.com. Twitter is kenzoid. Facebook is facebook.com/ken.kennedy. Instagram is kenkennedy. I looked up my Untappd. I think it's K Kennedy. Anybody who's not on Untappd, Chiaki, if you're not on Untappd, you should be on Untappd. You should be on there with us. Butler, if you're not on there, you should be on there too. I know Slusher's on there. I need to go back and check. I don't think I've friended either of you guys. And if you're on there, I'm not aware that I'm not aware of you like through Dave's friends list. I got to go through that again, but yeah, you guys should definitely do that. I think that's it for this evening. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike version 3.0 unported. And we will talk to you tomorrow. And I actually have a topic. I'll go ahead and say it. It's going to be, unless something crazy happens, it's going to be my scanner. It's the IX500 ScanSnap. Wait for it. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.